The UN peacekeeping chief attributed the current situation in Darfur to Sudan's recent military successes against various armed groups, as well as efforts by state governments to curb intercommunal violence. In fact, the national government had announced back in September that the Darfur conflict had effectively ended. Here's Hervé Ladsous addressing ambassadors in the UN Security Council.
But despite these improvements, civilians remain exposed to significant sources of insecurity, intercommunal conflict, criminality, and the activities of armed militias. And because of the widespread proliferation of weapons and the inadequacy of rule of law and justice institutions, this is not being mitigated. So, undoubtedly, long-term comprehensive solutions remain necessary to create the conditions for the return of the resettlement of the people who remain in displacement in the region, as well as for the resolution of the deep causes of conflict, access to land, water, resources.
Improved conditions in Darfur have allowed thousands of people to return to their villages, according to Sudan's representative to the United Nations. He questioned the continued presence of a hybrid UN-African Union mission known as UNAMID, which has been protecting civilians in Darfur for nearly a decade. Here's Sudanese Ambassador Omar Dahab Fadl speaking through an interpreter.
For 2 years now, the government of my country has enjoyed a positive reaction from the Secretary General of the United Nations, a positive response to the demand that we made for a disengagement strategy, a gradual disengagement strategy of UNAMID. That was a request that we made in 2014. It's a logical and legitimate request, and it's based on a number of different considerations. Firstly, the security situation and the humanitarian and political situation has improved drastically in Darfur. Everybody is aware of this. The reports of the Secretary General are also evidence of this fact. That is why the presence of UNAMID in its current form doesn't seem logical.
The UN and the African Union have been holding talks with the Sudanese government on a reconfiguration of the mission and an exit strategy. Deanne Penn, United Nations.